According to my best literary sources, romance novels are having a moment. In fact, in the past few years, they've topped the bestseller lists and generated billions in sales. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews a few new romance titles that illustrate the wide range and diverse appeal of the genre. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Lately, one of the most vibrant parts of the publishing world is the romance genre, which has exploded in popularity thanks to TikTok and to plots and characters featuring diversity of every kind. Today, I've got two novels from Black authors that both play with basic romance tropes within a specific subculture. First, the world of Black country music. The second, British Nigerian 20-somethings in London. The title character of August Lane by Regina Black is the talented but unknown daughter of JoJo Lane, an iconic singer who's about to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame over the noisy protest of a vocal contingent of racist fans. August's oldest friend is a guy named Luke Randall, also a country singer. Luke won an American Idol-type show called Country Star when he was a kid, then short-circuited his career due to a serious drinking problem and a terrible secret. He stole his winning song from his teenage love, August herself. This caused a rift that has never healed. As the story opens, Luke is being given the chance to go back to their hometown of Arcadia, Arkansas, and play a celebration concert with JoJo. To do so, he'll have to face August and a past they've both been on the run from all their lives. Next up, Sweet Heat by Bobu Babalola. Babalola came into her career as a fiction writer after building a huge following in England as an online cultural commentator, and her first romance novel, Honey and Spice, was a hit right out of the box. How many romance novels get rave reviews in the New York Times? Like a British-Nigerian Emily Henry, Babalola's novels are bursting with of-the-moment characters and scenes, nonstop witty banter, and sizzling hot sex. Her main character is Kiki Banjo, a 20-something podcaster and influencer in London. Her boyfriend's a bore and her show is in trouble, but Kiki has a bigger problem. Her best friend Amina is getting married and the college love who broke her heart in the first book is back in town to play best man. Oh, Malachi. Like the New York Times said, sexy, messy, and wry. And let me squeeze in one more book. Not a romance, but definitely a love story. Jamaica Road by Lisa Smith, set in London's tight-knit British Jamaican community. It begins in 1981 when 12-year-old Daphne is the only Black girl in her class, doing her best not to attract attention. But everything changes when a tall, outgoing boy named Connie Small arrives from Jamaica. As the novel follows the pair over a 12-year period, both racial violence and domestic violence become major issues in their lives. Smith has explained that she didn't set out to write a book about racial violence, but as she researched the period, she realized that the ongoing attacks and murders of Black teens would have had a huge effect on her characters, as much a part of their lives as all the music and musicians she includes by name and the food she mouth-wateringly describes. All of it combines to convey the atmosphere of Thatcher's England and the immigrant experience of that time, particularly the dialogue, filled with code-switching and patois. Unfortunately for Daphne and Connie, Jamaica Road is missing the happy ending of a romance novel. But that's literary fiction for you.
The books are August Lane by Regina Black, Sweet Heat by Bobu Babalola, and Jamaica Road by Lisa Smith. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.